What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Boom! What's up, everybody? Norm Macdonald has a new show on Netflix. I watched it. It's called Norm Macdonald Has a Show. I binged the whole season last night and then finished the last, like, three episodes today. It is hilarious. They're only, like, half-hour-long episodes, so easy to burn through. The show is based on a podcast that Norm Macdonald was doing for the Jash Network. I don't know if he's still doing it, but it seems like it's a version of that show where he'd have a guest on. And then, you know, it's very much like the casual podcast feel. The show almost feels like it's the in-between moments, like the commercial break moments for a real show. Like, they edited out all the bullshit, like, so tell me about the movie you're here to promote bullshit. They don't, like, the non-authentic conversations that happen on late-night TV. So this seems more like the, you know, the more, it's awesome. It's so amazing. He's such a good interviewer, too. His style, different than anybody else. It's not like very strict as far as the formatting. There's definitely some scenes that make it feel like, you know, it is an edited out portion, like it's the pre-show and the during the break kind of whatever banter. But then he'll be like super awkward and corny and Norm Macdonald-y and funny and goofy in the front leading up. And then digs in with, you know, really insightful questions and asks them in a very good way. And it makes for a really fun and enjoyable show to watch and binge, as I did. So if you have Netflix, which I think everybody almost in the world has Netflix at this point, I definitely go over and check out Norm Macdonald Has a Show. There's 10 episodes. Some of the guests are Drew Barrymore. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, there it is. So it's David Spade, Drew Barrymore, Judge Judy, David Letterman, who also has another show on Netflix that's amazing. Jane Fonda, which was really good. Chevy Chase. M. Night Shyamalan was really good. Michael Keaton, Billy Joe Shaver, and Lorne Michael from SNL. Just amazing guests, you know, and he has a history, it seems like, with all the guests, or not all of them. Jane Fonda, it seems like they met for the first time on the show. I'd never watched the podcast. I think it's just called Norm on Jash. If you go to J-A-S-H on YouTube, I believe his show is called Norm. And his co-host is Adam Egit, which is the manager of the world-famous Comedy Store in Los Angeles, the club that all of the major comics on the West Coast perform. You got Bill Burr, Joe Rogan, Bobby Lee, fucking Dave Chappelle when he's in town. Everybody. It's like all the biggest comics. It's an amazing club to go to. And Adam, when he became the manager at the talent coordinator manager at the Comedy Store, completely turned it around from the person that was running it before and turned it from just a fucking ghost town of degenerates to one of the most sought after places for comedy in the world. But he plays his goofy sidekick in the Norm Macdonald Has a Show. Which is amazing, because I've heard Adam on a few podcasts. I think Ari's had him on there a few times, and some other podcasts that I can't think of offhand. But as a co-host, he's great. He's like the perfect goofy kind of, I don't know what the label would be for that type of archetype in a comedy. But it is a lot of fun. I love it so much. And it has, because it has like that kind of not for broadcast style, it has more of a podcast feel to it, which is way more like genuine, much more genuine than you get on the late night, the canned late night bullshit, you know, You get like good conversations. He's such a good interviewer. Go check it out. Norm Macdonald has a show on Netflix. Binge it. If you're into laughing, binge it, and you should enjoy it. If you want good interviews and you want to laugh, it's so much fun. Norm Macdonald is a genius. He's so fucking funny. Then they do a segment at the end where he like writes jokes for his guests. And then, you know, has them read it, which is a hilarious segment. I don't know. Like, since I didn't watch the podcast, I'd be really curious to know, which probably I should have done a little prep before recording this. But what are you going to do? You can't be perfect, right? You can't be perfect. So this is my imperfection right here for you people. But I'd like to know if at all there was any changes from the podcast. But, you know, check that out, too. If you want to binge on some other shit, if you want to binge on some, if you want to get meta on this show, go check out the podcast, which I don't know if it's still going on, but it is what this show is from. Go check that out. Go to the Comedy Store and see all the comics that perform there, because Adam Egit changed that shit around. And I think that's it. Maybe go check out Adam Egit on Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. I don't know what podcast number it is, but go listen. I'm sure his story is super interesting. I'm just going to guess. I'm going to just throw it out there as an assumption that he's just an interesting guy. I don't know. I don't know if he is. And I think Norm Macdonald has a special on Netflix. So if you want to watch a stand-up special, go watch that. But the show is amazing. Go check it out. That's it, everybody. Go to my website, inspireddisorder.com. That's where you can check out everything I do, all of my artwork and stuff like that. Links are up top. Have a great day. Have a great week. Peace out!